Welcome to Control Matters. Our show is about the challenges and issues we face in our day-to-day lives, the limitations and restrictions that control us. It's also about the power and the mastery of self-control. It's a chance to share our victories and learn from each other. Our show is an opportunity to talk about ways to gain a sense of control, because control matters. Our host, Patricia Lynn Belkowitz, is a clinical hypnotherapist with a practice in Southern California. She's an author, artist, speaker, and coach. Patricia believes that every moment of your life is a choice. You are in control of that choice. With enthusiasm and grace, Patricia opens our minds to the idea that the life that we lead is based on the simple everyday choices that we make. We can choose our actions and our reactions in order to create a more joyful life. We can always take more control of our thoughts.
Control matters. Our show is all about your control issues and your concerns, your challenges and opportunities. It's about understanding when to take control and when to give it up. Our show is about how control affects our lives, because it matters. I have control issues, and so do you. You want to talk about them, but nobody has been listening until now. Our show is about you. It's about your problems and your victories. It's also about how you can take control of your thoughts and take control of your life. Let's talk. Okay, we have our first caller on the line. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, Patricia.
How you doing?
Well, okay, but I do have a big question that goes with a big problem that I have. I'm a shopaholic.
Yeah, I
just can't seem to get a handle on it. I buy outfits I can't really afford if I'm going to a wedding, you know, to impress the people there.
Just to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, but I have plenty of clothes at home, so it's not about not having enough clothes. I'll go out to lunch or dinner with friends to places I can't really afford just to, you know, have the company and then show them that, you know, I have money, I guess.
And yeah.
I'll even buy birthday presents and Christmas presents for friends when I can't even afford it.
So yeah. have you gotten out of control with your credit cards and spending in general?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hit critical mass. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a good thing when you're looking outside of yourself for your value. And you'll never buy enough stuff to fill yourself up.
Right, yeah. Well, I haven't been denying myself, and I think it's also been, a family situation where I was kind of fighting with depression. I thought, well, that will make me feel good, you know, retail therapy.
Yes.
But then I would just feel worse because know in my gut, you know, I'm hurting the family, you know, so.
Right, and then you have the guilt to deal with, and the shame, and the fear, and it's all very negative and not really what you want to be spending your money on. Perhaps there's some other way that you can find that makes you feel valuable, makes you feel that you're worth it. Some other way that you can fill yourself up.
Exactly.
There are lots of ways to take control. And the first way is to realize that you have value just for being who you are.
Thank you.
All right.
Think I needed to hear that. Yeah.
Okay, Kathleen, thank you for calling. As a society, we feel out of control. We can't control our economy. We can't control our weight. We can't control our relationships. We try to control our lives. We try to control ourselves, but sometimes we just don't know how to do it. I think we all have more control than we realize. We can take charge over our own thoughts. We choose what we think about. And sometimes those thoughts make us feel bad or they make us feel out of control. And then we don't know how to stop. So what are you thinking about? Is any part of your life out of control right now? Tell me about it. Okay, we have our next caller on the line. We have Deborah from Malibu. Hello, Deborah. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Patricia. I guess the reason why I'm calling... Thank you for taking my call, by the way.
Oh, thank you for calling.
The reason why I'm calling is because I have body image issues, I guess you would say.
Yes.
And I basically... It's affecting my relationship with my boyfriend.
In what way?
Well, I'm the right... How do I put this? I'm the right weight and the right for my height.
Height, weight, proportionate.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
And, but as I'm getting older, I'm hitting that perimenopausal stage and my body's changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that I just don't like myself as much as I used to physically. I just feel that I'm fat. I feel that I'm out of control. And it's affecting my relationship with my boyfriend, my intimate relationship.
Well, absolutely, because that whole idea about feeling fat, I mean, fat is not an emotion. So you're feeling a lot of other emotions and labeling it as fat. So think about what are the emotions that you're really feeling? Is it not feeling as confident about yourself?
I think it's more along the lines of abandonment almost, just because he's always working constantly now. He doesn't have time for me, and I just don't feel as sexy as I used to be.
Ah, yes. Where it used to be that if he looked at you, that would be the end of it, and he would think only of you and nothing else, and now he thinks about a job as well.
Yeah.
Yes. So that can affect your self-esteem. There's no doubt about that. But what is it you're really thinking about that's creating those feelings?
That I'm not good enough. That I'm not as beautiful as I was.
Right. And you're never going to be any more beautiful than you are right now.
Hmm.
Now is the only time that you can be happy, because the only time there is now.
Mm-hmm.
So consider looking at yourself in the mirror and really appreciating yourself for who you are. And when you do that, he will do that. You'll be a much more interesting woman.
Okay.
When you like yourself.
Okay.
And that's something that you can control.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling, Deborah.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. All right, we have our next caller now. We have Lori from Norwich, Connecticut. Lori, hi, how are you?
Hi, Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling in. So, what's up? How can I help you?
I was actually calling to share some good news in relation to control issues.
Oh, good. I like good news.
Recently, I was able to use your same theory of controlling your thoughts to control your actions, and I was able to accomplish a 100-pound weight loss.
Wow. 100 pounds? That's a whole person.
It's a whole person.
How did you even begin to do that?
The way to begin for me happened by becoming aware that my health was very out of control. And the awareness happened in some doctor's visits and in some ways of actually seeing myself that was kind of shocking to me. And that triggered my thoughts to a whole new level of achieving health.
Mm. So did you go to get a physical and you got bad news about your numbers? Or
I did. My doctor had informed me that I was getting close to prediabetes, possible heart problems, and I had some issues with sugar and some cholesterol problems, and medications were being required, and that was not a direction I wanted to go in.
No, your health was really out of control.
Right, and so it was fortunate that I was able to gain control by changing the foods in my home and the way that I exercised, and all of the normal daily routine became focused on health.
Yeah, so you really took action. You took control.
I did.
And it made a difference in your life. 100 pounds.
Yes.
So how does it feel? Are you a different person now?
I am, and my energy soared through the roof, and my blood levels came to very good numbers. I require no medication any longer, and I feel completely different. different in a very positive, good way.
Yeah, and I bet you look a lot different too. I imagine that now it feels a whole lot better to have a picture taken.
It feels and it feels better to go clothes shopping.
Oh yeah.
And it's also helped in the sense of my family as far as not being tired and saying, no, I don't think we'll be doing that tonight. And so it's affected them as well in a positive way.
Well, it's actually, I'm sure it's made a difference in your whole family's health because you've taken control of that as well.
I have.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Lori, for calling in and sharing that positive message. Thank you. I believe we always have control over what we're thinking about, including the decision to stop thinking about things that bother us. I know it's difficult to switch from a negative to a positive, but once you make that decision, once you take control about your thought, you're going to feel so much better. It may feel as if you have no control over your life, but I want you to consider this. You always have control over your thoughts. There's no one else in your head. You're the only one that's thinking those thoughts, and you're the only one that can make the decision to stop thinking those thoughts. And once you take control, you move towards the life that you want. Remember, you're not alone. We're all in this together. And together, we're more powerful. Together, we can do it. So join me tomorrow, call in, and we'll decide how to take control or when it's best to let it go. So thanks so much to our callers, and thanks to you, our listeners.
Thank you for your attention and consideration. We believe the time has come to talk about matters that control us and how they affect the quality of our lives. Patricia will deliver an insightful and empowering message of hope. For further information about Patricia Lynn Belkowitz and her clinical hypnotherapy practice, visit www.themindmatters.com. To contact us regarding Control Matters, the radio show, or the book, call Mark Firestone of Firestone Consulting Group Incorporated at 310-203-8280 or email mark@firestoneconsults.com.
Welcome back. Okay, we have a caller now, Doug from Camarillo, California. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Oh, I heard today that your show is about control, and I wanted to talk to you about a friend of mine and some troubles I've been having with my own control issues.
Okay, so tell me what's going on.
Well, it's more like he controls me adversely. Like, I don't think he really knows that he's doing it, but the way that he behaves makes me behave in a way that I think that, you know, he's controlling me without really even knowing it.
Oh my. So can you give me an example?
Well, you know, we've been lifetime friends and, you know, we've been growing up now and we're in our late 20s. I'm living out in Simi Valley and he's living out in a neighboring town. So, you know, we still talk and see each other, but, you know, I think he's just kind of grown past me. He's gotten married. He has a house now. And the way he talks to me, you know, it seems that he always gets what he wants out of me, usually never really being kind about it. You know, he's just kind of
he's not treating you well.
Yeah. And, you know, it just really confuses me a lot. I've been friends with him since I was in the fifth grade, you know, and he's probably my oldest friend. But I just really feel that we've kind of grown apart from each other and we can't really communicate. And I just find myself kind of bending over backwards trying to help him out. And yet I always feel like I owe him something all the time, you know?
Well, have you spoken to him about it? Have you actually said that?
For as long as we've been friends, he's just always kind of been a closed-off person. And just the way that he grew up compared to the way I grew up in a real open household where we could talk about everything.
And he just doesn't know how.
Yeah, and I feel like it's not really my responsibility to try and get him there. I don't think anything in my power. I can't control that about
him,
you know?
No, but you can control about how you feel, and if you feel that he's not treating you the way you want to be treated, if the friendship isn't serving what you want, then you can tell him. You can say what it is you need.
Yeah, he has a lot of anger issues. I was always afraid of being on the reciprocating end of that. You know, it's been
easier for me
to... You don't
want him to lose control.
Yeah, and it's always been easier for me to, just kind of placate him and say what I think he wants to hear rather than, actually address it. Because, like I said, it's been a long time since I think we've really communicated about anything.
Well, when you do that, though, you set it up so that he can treat you that way.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's taking advantage of that kind of relationship, then the only way you can take control is to tell him to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And that from this point, you're maybe going to act a little differently towards him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to try. You know, I think the relationship is important to me. I don't know how much I'll see him all the time. I don't see him very continuously now, but because of our history, you know.
Good friendships are worth keeping.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you grow in different directions, and that's okay. But as long as you say what you need and what you want, and you love him, and go with that. Keep the friendship.
I'm going to try it. Yeah, it's important to me. So maybe I got to change the way that I've been behaving, you know.
Yes, yeah, especially if you feel that he's taking advantage of you.
Yeah, I feel that he's always in control and I'm always out of control.
Yeah.
I don't like the way that feels.
Not good, not
Mm-mm.
good. So, well, thank you very much, Doug.
I hope this
little bit of advice helps you, and go out there and take control.
Well, I'll take it from here. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.